Good day, and thanks for tuning in this weekend edition of Radio On The Go News. Reporting from the Radio On The Go newsroom in Hampton, I'm Sean Dietz. While we continue to track a highly active and unstable weather pattern across the region, the National Weather Service warns that the threat of severe thunderstorms will persist through both Sunday and Monday because each daily round of storms can alter the atmosphere for the next. The exact timing, locations, and specific hazards are still being fine-tuned, but you'll definitely want to stay weather-aware through the early part of the week. Weather spotters may be needed at times straight through Monday. Looking ahead to Monday, then, it's going to be a very wet and windy start to the work week. We're looking at a 90% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high reaching 83 degrees. South winds will be howling at around 20 miles per hour with gusts as strong as 30 miles per hour. That heavy rain potential continues into Monday night with another 90% chance of storms before 4 a.m. and a low around 53. We could see anywhere from 3/4 of an inch to a full inch of new rainfall Monday night alone. Once this system finally clears out, we're in for a significant cool down. Tuesday will be partly sunny but remain windy with a high of only 65 degrees, dropping down to a breezy 42 by Tuesday night. By Wednesday, things quiet down nicely with mostly sunny skies and a high near 61 degrees. We'll have more on your regional weather forecast following the news. Well, severe thunderstorms did move across northern Iowa and parts of the broadcast area on Friday evening into the overnight as well, bringing numerous reports of large hail and storm damage. Just outside the broadcast area, tennis ball-sized hail measuring 2.5 inches in diameter was reported near Kanawha at around 7:25 p.m. The storm there also reportedly caused damage to a vehicle. Closer to home, hail of the same size, around 2.5 inches in diameter, was reported near Goodell at approximately 7:45 p.m. Farther east, egg-sized hail measuring about 2 inches was reported northwest of Missouri at around 8:05 p.m. Additional reports from the Missouri area included ping pong ball-sized hail during the same time frame. Golf ball-sized hail was also reported northwest of Thornton at around 8:40 p.m. on Friday. The active weather pattern, as we mentioned in the forecast, is expected to continue through at least Monday with chances for strong to severe thunderstorms at times each day. Well, turning the page, the Iowa Economic Development Authority Board has approved tax credits supporting 5 manufacturing projects across the state, including a major expansion in Butler County. The approvals made through the Business Incentives for Growth program are expected to support 521 new jobs and nearly $400 million in capital investment statewide. Locally, Feldmeyer Equipment of Shell Rock will construct a new 70,000-square-foot manufacturing facility in Butler County. The company produces ASME code-stamped pressure vessels used in the pharmaceutical, food, dairy, beverage, and cosmetics industries. The project represents a $20.8 million investment and will expand production capacity while supporting future growth, with the state awarding over $688,000 in tax credits. Other approved projects include expansions in Cedar Rapids, Charles City, Milford, and Montezuma, involving manufacturers and industries ranging from pharmaceuticals to automotive components. Governor Kim Reynolds said the program is designed to help companies invest and create high-quality jobs across Iowa, noting continued confidence in the state's workforce and business climate. Since launching in January, the program has supported 16 projects statewide. Those projects are expected to generate more than 1,100 jobs and nearly $775 million in investment. Well, property owners across the state of Iowa received mailed statements earlier this spring showing proposed property taxes and levy rates for cities, counties, and school districts. For some taxpayers, though, those notices raised a confusing question. How can property taxes still increase even when local governments lower their levy rates? Franklin County Assessor Carissa Sisson met with our Mitch Williams for the Radio On The Go Newsmaker podcast and answered that the answer often comes down to rising property valuations, which can outweigh reductions in tax rates set by local governments.
Property assessments may be adjusted annually for several reasons, including physical changes to the property, such as new construction, additions, remodeling, or demolitions, a reclassification or change in the property's use, or corrections to property records to ensure accurate details, including size, condition, and features.
Sisson adds that assessed property values and tax levies work together to determine a property owner's final tax bill.
There are 3 main components to your property tax bill. One is the assessed value. This is the value determined by the assessor and serves as the foundation of your tax calculation. The second is the rollback or assessment limitation. This is set by the state of Iowa. It adjusts taxable values to limit the statewide aggregate growth for each property class to 3% from the prior year. And And the third component is the levy rate. This is determined by the budgets of your local taxing authorities, primarily cities, schools, and the county.
Sisson says there are several tax credits and exemptions available that may reduce an individual's property tax liability, including the homestead credit, military exemption, and forest reservation. Residents with questions about their property valuation or property record can contact their local county assessor's office. Well, to local government news, the Wright County Board of Supervisors will discuss county fund use, drainage assessment abatement, and fireworks permits during their regular meeting on Monday. Supervisors in Wright County will consider possible action on the use of the General Basic Fund versus the Marketing Fund. The board will also hear from Wright County Treasurer Peggy Schlutenhofer on a drainage assessment abatement for U.S. Fish and Wildlife. Other agenda items include consideration of appointing a supervisor to approve fireworks permits before a Board of Supervisors meeting and possible action on posting a patrol operator position. The board will then convene as drainage trustees. Items include a 2026 drainage assessment conference call with Webster County, a conference call with Humboldt County on Joint Drainage District 162-7, and a receipt of the Drainage District 169 Engineers Report. The meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. on Monday in the Wright County Boardroom at the Courthouse Basement in Clarion. The Parkersburg City Council held their regular meeting earlier this month, and among action items there, they adopted an ordinance related to locations where parking is prohibited. City Administrator Chris Luring says he wants to emphasize that parking vehicles between property lines and streets is prohibited, namely the areas between sidewalks and streets. The main concern is visibility for drivers with the hope of reducing traffic accidents. They approved the use of Miracle Park for the 2026 Parkersburg Show and Shine Car Show on August 16th, and the city will also provide a $1,000 sponsorship for the event. Parkersburg City Council also heard from City Engineer Lee Gallantine, who provided an update on the Newell Avenue project and said paving of the trail will begin soon. The next regular meeting of the Parkersburg City Council is scheduled for Monday, June 1st. The Alden City Council will hold a public hearing on the city's fiscal year budget for the amendment that is coming up, and that will be during their meeting held on Monday. The council will open the hearing for public questions before considering a resolution which would approve the budget amendment as published. The council is also scheduled to discuss a pool repair project planned for fall of this year, with work expected to start August 17th. Alden council members will also consider a resolution which would transfer two pool CDs totaling about $57,000 to the pool savings for repairs. Other agenda items for the Alden City Council include approval of an invoice for waterline installation. And finally, this weekend, May is Stroke Awareness Month, and that's a time to raise awareness about the warning signs of stroke and the importance of prevention. According to the American Heart Association, a stroke occurs every 40 seconds in the United States and is the fifth leading cause of death. Health experts say up to 80% of strokes are preventable through healthy lifestyle choices, including managing blood pressure, maintaining a healthy diet, and staying physically active. At Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls, Emergency Department Team Lead Brittany Derringer says recognizing symptoms early can make a critical difference in outcomes.
If someone is having a stroke, some of the most common symptoms include weakness or numbness, especially on one side of the body, trouble speaking or understanding speech, vision problems in one or both eyes, dizziness, loss of balance or difficulty walking, or a severe headache with no known cause.
She also explains the role blood pressure plays in stroke risk and why monitoring it is so important.
High blood pressure increases your risk with the stress that's put on the body, but you can reduce that by following a healthy diet, including fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins such as fish or poultry, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and oils. Olive oil, specifically. Try to limit your salt, which will increase your blood pressure, as well as processed foods, sugary drinks, and saturated and trans fats.
Derringer says the acronym BFAST is a simple way to remember the sudden warning signs of a stroke and stresses the importance of acting quickly and calling 911.
Back here in the ER, we focus on BFAST, which is balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time. Balance includes a sudden loss of balance or coordination. Eyes would be a sudden vision change. Face drooping on one side when smiling. Arms, one arm weak or drifting downward. Speech, slurred or hard to understand. And T is for time. It's time to call 911 immediately.
And health experts encourage people to learn the signs of a stroke, noting that immediate treatment can significantly improve outcomes. And that's all for Radio On The Go News for now. There's more on these stories and more at RadioOnTheGo.com and in the Radio On The Go mobile app. Don't forget, podcasts and live streams can also be found on our Roku TV app. Just search Radio On The Go and follow us on social media as well. We're at Radio On The Go on Facebook, X, and YouTube. The Hampton Chronicle is on social media as well on Instagram and Facebook. From the Radio On The Go newsroom in Hampton, I'm Sean Dietz wishing you a pleasant weekend. Be sure to stay tuned. A look at your local forecast is coming up next.